Children, Santa Rosa, California, February 22, 1882. Dear children, we had a successful journey. There was one more change on this route than there was by Donahue, but we got along very well. The boat was nice. There was a ladies' salon with nice stuffed spring chairs in which I rested and enjoyed it. When we reached Petaluma, Brother Wallace and Edwin Chapman were there with their wagon, not mine. Wallace understood that I wished to call on Brother Chapman's family a few minutes, but both Marion, Davis, and Mary protested so earnestly against this that I gave up. Brother Wallace went back and brought my team with one of Brother Chapman's horses, which was so like mine that the contention was kept up the whole way as to which was really mine, and the matter is not settled yet in their minds. I am certain, as I have been from the first, but the horses are so exactly alike that it is difficult to distinguish them. We all took dinner at Sister Ayer's. They were glad for the mistake and urged us to come again. We here met Sister Bartlett and received just what I wanted, a kind invitation from her to visit her. This delay may be all in the providence of God. The girls, all of them, thought this carriage journey a great saving of means, not only in car fare, but they thought it worth $10 to ride through the country to see the mountains and hills. It was warm and pleasant. We had a very good road and reached Santa Rosa a little before 6 p.m. I left May and Addie at Dr. Cole's while the rest came to Brother Morrison's. Here I am always at home and heartily welcomed. They had not yet learned of our great loss in the death of Brother Chapman. They were terribly affected by this sad news. I rested well at night. My feather bed did me good service. I was so weary I could not keep my feet still. I acted like one that had the St. Anthony's dance. My nerves seemed thoroughly astir all over my body. Yet I am rested this morning and hope to get settled before another rain. Willie, will you see that those tents in the cellar are safely stored? Let Eugene attend to them at once. Will you see that Eugene, and someone to help him, puts up my chickens, the largest in one box, the smallest in another box? If you want those hens for your own use, all but the largest, you shall have them. If you will find a place for them, I will make Mary a present of them. I can buy more of Sister Anderson. If you do not want them, send them as soon as you can. It is not safe to leave them at the house. But if you will really prize these hens, they are good ones, keep them. I will get me some any time. Willie and Mary, take care of your health for my sake, for your own sake, and for Christ's sake. It was thought Mother Colby would not live night before last, but thanks to faithful nursing and to God, hopes are now that she may recover. I go on soon to Healdsburg. Write me. Mother. Put in the signs that my address is Healdsburg,